You are listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week, YKHC's tobacco prevention and cessation.
Good morning, YK Delta. This is Aiden Keller coming to you from Bethel, Alaska. I am one of the nicotine dependent counselors at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, and today I want to welcome all listeners to our Wellness Wednesday broadcast. During the holidays, we focused on managing stress while attempting to become tobacco-free. This week, we are discussing alternative activities to engage in so anyone can keep their mind and body busy in regards to being tobacco-free. But before we dive into that, I wanted to give our guests a chance to introduce themselves.
Hello, my name is Kevin Morgan, local singer-songwriter, guitar player.
Waka, my name is Geraldine Andrew, and I'm originally from Kuikluk, Kasikluk, and my dad's from part Kuikluk.
Thank you both very much for being here today. And Geraldine, you're also one of the new tobacco cessation counselors at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, correct?
Yes, returning.
Wonderful. Glad to have you. So today we wanted to highlight Kevin's personal story in regards to quitting tobacco, but we also wanted to share important information for anyone who might be trying to quit. The urge to use tobacco comes in many different forms. It could be a craving, which results from the addictive nature of nicotine within our bodies, or the habitual use of tobacco. Some experience depressed moods, difficulty concentrating, fatigue, hunger, as well as irritability. It's important to know that you're not alone in this. We know that nearly 7 out of 10 tobacco users want to stop, and that is more than half, and that more than half have made a quit attempt in the past year. Our department also knows how difficult this is. Nearly 8% of all who try to quit succeeded. That is why this month, and each and every month, our department tries to showcase an individual in the Delta who has tried to quit and succeeded. Hearing stories like this is known to bolster those who might be trying and feeling like giving up. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Kevin, who is going to give us a little bit about his quitting attempt.
So I started smoking when I was 18 years old, and that was almost 30 years ago now. And I remember when it started, too. You know, I was at a band practice. I think I might have been out of high school at that point. But tobacco culture was much different back then than compared to today. And during our band breaks, whenever we'd take five, people would smoke a cigarette. And that's how I started smoking cigarettes. And it would be just at band practice, maybe one or two cigarettes a week. And as I got older and went to college, I went to a college that had a big smoking culture. A lot of people, everyone there smoked cigarettes all the time. And that's how I got into smoking cigarettes. And I smoked cigarettes for quite some time after that, about 10 years. And then I met a wonderful lady, and I decided I didn't want my first kiss with her to be like an ashtray. I didn't want her to kiss an ashtray for our first kiss. So I decided to stop smoking. And that was about 11 years ago when I made that decision. And it hasn't been easy. There's times where I really miss it. I really miss smoking. But that's my smoking history in a nutshell.
Thanks for that, Kevin. It's really a personal story, and we're grateful for you sharing that with us today. What kind of steps did you take to try to quit? And when you did successfully quit, how did you stay that way?
So when it comes to cigarettes and tobacco, I think a lot of people put a lot of thought into the chemical reaction that takes place in your body, you know, because it is an addictive thing and you do crave it. But there are also other behaviors that people do when they smoke, which I think are healthy behaviors that you can do without cigarettes. For instance, I would really enjoy, like if I was working on something, to take a break. Mm-hmm. Take a break and smoke a cigarette. And when I stopped smoking cigarettes, I stopped taking breaks. And that doesn't feel very good. So, you know, I'd recommend if you're quitting smoking to take a break once in a while. And I think that the mind really needs to digest information. And if you take a break, it gives you some time to do that. Another thing I noticed quitting smoking that I missed a lot was the social interaction part of it. Because usually if you take a break smoking, there's usually other people smoking also, or and you get a chance to socialize with people. But you can do that without cigarettes also. It's just it's almost like cigarettes is an opportunity for you to do these things sometimes. And those are things that I missed when I stopped smoking. So I guess I would recommend if you're going to quit smoking, think about some of the behaviors you did while you were smoking that you can still do. And, you know, if you're taking a long walk to work, that's a great time to think about stuff. If you see some people, you can take a break, talk to them for a bit. And it's important to have those social interactions and just to give your brain a time off once in a while to think about things.
That's great advice. When you're talking about taking a walk, so if someone's normally someone who is driving to work or on their snow machine or on their boat in the river or even driving their car to work or walking and they usually smoke at that same time or chew, what alternative activity do you think they could do in that time period? What do you think they could kind of focus on? Obviously, besides being safe and going where they're going, what do you think they could do during that time?
So another aspect of cigarettes, when you brought that up, it made me think of this. Another aspect of cigarettes is it's a treat. You know, like, for instance, you know, I have a dog. The dog goes out to use the bathroom, I give the dog a treat. Mm-hmm. So it's a positive reinforcement thing. So I would treat yourself to some things. You know, everything in excess, I say everything, not in excess.
Sure.
But, you know, candy, like maybe candy or like a non-sugar candy. Like at work, I have a bag of sugar-free candy. Mm. And about twice a day when I need a little break, I'll have myself a candy. And I think it fulfills that need to treat yourself to something nice. Or if you want to smoke a cigarette, how about make a nice cup of tea? You know, if you have access to that. Give yourself an activity you can do. And I guess my general attitude when it comes to negative aspects of someone's life is to focus on other things you could be doing. Because if you're doing something positive, that's that much less time you have for negative stuff. So I guess I'd be on the lookout for what positive things you could do to fill that time.
Interesting. I was speaking with a bunch of other healthcare providers last night, and the short term that they used was not to subtract something from your life, but to substitute it. Change what you're doing. You can still keep part of your lifestyle, you know, still interact with people. That's definitely really important. Reward yourself, things like that. But it's not rewarding yourself with tobacco. It's not hanging out with those individuals during your breaks with those who are smoking.
And I think that you bring up a great point of perspective here where there becomes a point my smoking where the tobacco takes over the things you enjoy. Mm. Like, you know, like the social interactions that I was talking about or treating yourself or looking forward to a break to have a cigarette. At a certain point, it just becomes about the cigarette. You're not concerned about the break anymore. You're not concerned about talking to other people. You just are really craving a cigarette. And I think that is a good reminder of while the cigarette may have led to those nice interactions or a nice break, later down the line, it's going to keep you from those things also, which is kind of a strange thing.
So as Kevin said, he is a a local singer-songwriter. So another reason I did want to bring him in today is he has actually made a song that highlights his experiences. So, Kevin, you ready?
All right. So, yeah, this is a song that I wrote. I was in San Diego at the time. A friend of mine wrote a screenplay for a movie and invited me to join him to watch some of the filming of it. And I was, I'd remove myself from the set and go smoke a cigarette a couple times a day and, you know, think about stuff. And I was just kind of reflecting on the relationship that I had with cigarettes at the moment. And if you're into songwriting, I don't know how it works for most people, but I will put myself into a mental space or into a thought, and I'll kind of hear some music in the background, and I'll kind of explore what that music is and try to turn it into a song. So when I was thinking about me and my relationship with cigarettes, this is the song that came to mind. And it's called The Same Old Enemy. Ready?
All right.
I carry you around on a broken back. You steal my breath and paint it black. I can't resist the open lips of the same old enemy. I give you honey, you give me tar. I give you love, you give me scars. When I run, I don't get far from the same old enemy. I try and I try, but I can't let go. Self-destruction's all I know. And when you leave me all alone, I call you on my telephone. The only love I've ever known, the same old enemy, the same old enemy, the same old enemy, the same old enemy, the same old enemy. Oh, I carry you around on my broken back. You steal my breath and paint it black. I can't resist the open lips of the same old enemy. And I give you sugar, you give me salt. And I give you love, you let it rot. And when I run, I'm always caught by the same old enemy. Oh, I try, I can't let go. Self-destruction's all I know. And when you leave me on my own, I call you on the telephone. The only love I've ever known, the same old enemy, the same old enemy, the same old enemy, the same old enemy, the same old enemy. Oh, I try, can't let go. I try, I can't let go. No, no, no.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. That was amazing. So, Kevin has talked a little bit about his personal attempts with quitting. His life story involving tobacco. And Geralyn, could you give our listeners a few steps or tips to managing their quit day? And again, these steps might even be used for even someone who's already had their quit day and just sort of moving through with the rest of the process. But I think these are all really relevant. Geralyn?
Okay, the first step is to stick to your plan. Revisiting your quit plan can make your quit day easier. It will help you stay focused, confident, and motivated to quit and stay quit. If you haven't made a quit plan yet, it's not too late. Build a personalized quit plan. Build your quit plan now. And then remember, there is no single quit smoking plan that will work for everyone. Be honest about your needs. If using nicotine replacement therapy, tools, tips, how to quit using nicotine replacement therapy is right for you and part of your plan. Be sure to start using it first thing in the morning. And the second one is to get support. You don't need to rely on willpower alone to be smoke-free. There are things you can do that will help you get through your quit day. Lean on positive people. Tell your family and friends about your quit day. Ask them for support, especially on your first few days and weeks of being smoke-free. They can help you get through the rough spots. And the third is to stay busy. Keeping busy is a great way to stay smoke-free on your quit day. Being busy will help you keep your mind off smoking and distract you from cravings. Think about trying some of these activities. And exercise, get out of the house for a walk, chew gum or hard candy, keep your hands busy with a pen or toothpick, or play a game. Drink lots of water, relax with deep breathing, go to a movie, spend time with non-smoking friends and family, go to dinner at your favorite smoke-free restaurant. And the fourth step is to avoid smoking triggers. Triggers are the people, places, things, and situations that set off your urge to smoke. On your quit day, try to avoid your smoking triggers. Here are some tips to help you outsmart some common smoking triggers. Throw away your cigarettes, lighters, and ashtrays if you haven't already. Avoid caffeine, which can make you feel jittery. Try drinking water instead. Spend time with non-smokers. Go to places where smoking isn't allowed. Get plenty of rest and eat healthy. Being tired can trigger you to smoke. Change your routine to avoid the things you might associate with smoking. And the last one is to stay positive. Quitting smoking is difficult. It happens 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day at a time. Try not to think of quitting as forever. Pay attention to today, and the time will add up. It helps to stay positive. Your quit day might not be perfect, but all that matters is that you don't smoke. Not even one puff. Reward yourself for being smoke-free for 24 hours. You deserve it. And if you're not feeling ready to quit today, set a quit date that makes sense for you. It's okay if you need a few more days to prepare to quit smoking.
Thank you, Geraldine. Kevin, was there anything in that list that kind of jumped out at you or anything else that you might have to say on that?
I think that there's a lot of good advice there. And the thing that you said that really resonated with me was you don't have to think of it as quitting forever. And as a smoker, that's really scary, actually, just saying you can't have any more cigarettes for the rest of your life. That is a great way to not quit because you feel very protective of these cigarettes. You need them, you know. And if someone says, all right, quit for the rest of your life, it's not going to happen. But you can quit for an hour, you know, or like instead of smoking a cigarette, instead of smoking your next cigarette, how about do something different? That's a very attainable goal. And I think if you want to quit smoking cigarettes and willpower is not enough, I think doing small things like that is really helpful. Trying to replace one habit with another, a healthy habit. I mean, habits, there's good habits and bad habits. Mm-hmm. And if you could replace one bad habit a day with one good habit a day, you're that much closer to not smoking. And I guess anyone out there that wants to quit, that would be my advice, is don't look at it for a it's not you versus the rest of your life. It's, you know, just try it for one thing.
So. Thanks. And Geraldine, Kevin said, if anyone does want to quit, for those who are wondering about that, what kind of services does our department offer?
Our department offers free counseling services to anyone 12 years and older. As a certified treatment counselor, we can help you develop a personalized quit plan based on your current tobacco use as well as your previous quit attempts, if any exists. We start by setting a quit day and checking on that day as well as following up multiple times for 1 year. During this time, we discuss stress management activities you might be engaged in to stay busy, as well as anything else that might be causing you pain or frustration. Nicotine replacement therapies or NRT, such as gum, patches, or lozenges, is also an option. We can also work with your physician to prescribe medications such as Chantix, Wellbutrin, or Zyban. In addition, on January 23, the Surgeon General released a new report stating that electronic cigarettes are not a cessation tool, and our program will be following this by not encouraging the use of such devices as well as not offering them to our patients. Busy? Don't have time to talk to us? Simply text QUIT NOW to 1907-819-1740 to access the free program created by YKHC that offers daily tips and advice. It is also confidential, and the enrollee never has to talk to a real person or give away identifying information. This is helpful for someone who is about to have a slip-up and use tobacco. A person can text the word HELP and immediately receive support 24/7. The Alaska Quitline is another free option available to all Alaskans and offers access to telephone, web, and text-based support to an individual that wants to quit. You can call as often as you like and are eligible to receive 4 proactive support calls from a quit coach. Alaska's Quitline can also discuss the usage of nicotine replacement therapy to all Alaskans who call. NRT is available even if you are uninsured or without coverage from your health plan. You can access the program by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW. That is 1-800-784-8669.
Thanks for that, Geraldine. I also wanted to announce that the State of Alaska's Tobacco Prevention and Control Program is pleased to announce a youth media and development campaign for high school age students who are interested in learning about media arts and public communication, as well as those who are concerned about public health in our state. The Not Buying It Youth Advisory Group was created to educate Alaskan youth on the harms of all tobacco products, cigarettes, chew, ikmik, as well as e-cigarettes. There may be travel opportunities for willing youth with parent permission. These individuals could be filmed or photographed for the campaign. The group will be meeting regularly through June 2020. The deadline to join is the end of February. More information will be sent to those who are interested by contacting our department at Tobacco Control Department mail list at ykhc.org or by calling 907-543-6312. I wanted to thank both of you for coming on the show today. Kevin, for not only participating but also performing, and Geraldine for educating our listeners on some of the services that we offer and how to stay quit or on how to access some of those resources. I also wanted to thank all our listeners, no matter where they are, for tuning in. Kevin, to close us off, maybe play us one last little riff. One of the ways that you stayed quit was through your music and your activities that you participated in and described. So give us another example.
Another example?
Of your music.
Okay, sure, yeah. I'll play out little bit of instrumental for about a minute.
Thanks.
And thanks for listening, everybody.
Again, my name is Aiden Keller, and I am one of the nicotine dependence counselors at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation in Bethel, Alaska. See you soon, Delta.
Thanks for listening to Wellness Wednesdays on KYUK, a show about the health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Catch us every Wednesday at 10 a.m.